This is Boucher speaking.
The president asked for Congressman Albert, and I have him on the line.
Thank you. One moment.
Yes?
Congressman, call Albert. Nano.
Doing, Carl?
Pretty good.
Just hung up talking to the speaker and told him to talk to you. There's one thing that we really want to get at now. See how we're going to get 219 votes on this farm bill, and I want to do anything and everything that I need to do day and night, commit anything to anybody to get that thing passed, because we've got these boys really worried. In the Wallace poll in Iowa, I get 60% of the votes. In North Dakota, I get 58% of all the votes, and get 95% of the Democratic votes, but I'm getting the Republicans. And if we can just
we'll pass it.
If we can just do something. Now, it seems to me every Southern Democrat would be for it on account of cotton.
Most everyone. Won't be for anybody.
Looks to me like most of the Midwestern Democrats would be for it on account of wheat. So that leaves us a northern liberal crowd, and we just
The rural northeastern crowd are tough, because the Farm Bureau is strong in the soft winter wheat area. That starts in Illinois and goes east through New York and on up into New England.
Well, do we have many people in that area, though?
Well, we have enough to swing. You take people like George Shipley of Illinois and maybe some of the other Illinois people. George Rhodes of Pennsylvania, John Fogarty, people like that, John Dent of Pennsylvania. See, they've got rural areas in which wheat is grown, and they're opposed to all programs on wheat. The Farm Bureau's strong, the farmers...
This is voluntary, though, Carl.
I know it's voluntary, but even so, they've never been for anything. They're not for any program. And it's very difficult to sell. And it won't be easy to sell them, but I tell you what I think we can do. We can pass the food stamp plan. I think that's the key to it. I think getting it out and passing it. Well, we've got it out of the committee. It needs to be amended, because they put an impossible amendment in it in the Committee on Agriculture, making the states give 50%, you know, which makes it impractical. If we can get that out of the rules committee and pass it, it seems to me that's an absolute necessary predicate, because the Agriculture Committee killed that bill just right after the Civil Rights vote.
It looks like if we could pass it in the House and let them take that amendment out in the Senate, it'd be better.
Well, we might take the amendment out in the House. I think it'd be possible to take it out.
All right. Well, now let's get with John, and if you all need to have the chairman down here, if you need to call all the Democrats down here, let me make a special plea to them. If whatever needs to be done, we've got to pass this farm bill.
I've already talked to Cooley. I told him we've got to get together. We've got to start on the food stand. That's absolute predicate. There ain't any use in starting on the farm bill, in my opinion, until we do that. To pass the ARA in the process.
Well, we can't. That'll be too much.
I don't think we can do that.
No, they'll say it's too much of a trade, but we'll try to bring it up right after we get through.
Right.
And I'll personally talk to everybody that I can.
Well.
But get with the speaker and see who...
I'm going to tell you something. We'll pass this.
You get with the speaker, and Lou and Hale, you all get your list and figure out what's the best strategy. If you want me to have all the chairmen to a coffee, I'll have them. If you want me to have all the Agriculture Committee to a coffee, I'll have them. If you want to have all the Northern Democrats, I'll have them. If you want to have all 258, I'll have them. I want to do anything that we can right quick now. You've got two wonderful records on education, on appropriation bills, on taxes, on civil rights, and now we get a farm bill, we're going to be hard to catch. All they can holler at Bobby Baker, and I own a television station.
Let me tell you, we'll pass anything you want done, we'll do it.
Well, we just got to pass this.
You tell me you've got to have something done, we'll do it.
Now, you're ready for me to go on this boy Owens, aren't you? You ready to back him? All right. He's your man, so you can just tell him.
Right.
He'll be announced.
Okay. Speaker.
Now, you tell me Monday after you talk to the Speaker and Lou and them, you tell me what we ought to do, and let's get to work and put every man we've got, put Secretary of Agriculture, put every cabinet officer. We want everything that anybody wants. The REA, whatever we need, we'll put everybody to work on this. Larry O'Brien, anybody in the White House, the president's wife. There's no stops pull. We want to get to
it. It'll be passed.
I just think we've got to do it. I'd rather have it passed than anything except the civil rights.
All right, sir.
Bye.